So I am with Rudy, who is the director of the event. Rudy, can you tell me what your responsibilities are?
Oh, I'm not sure anymore. No, I just started this about 4 years ago by accident. Now we've got a group of us, seven or eight people, who actually carry the festival. And I just get involved in the planning and the budgeting, really. And a lot of the other stuff has now been done by Colin and Alex.
How did the accident come about?
A late night. And apparently I said, so at 2 in the morning, it's about time we had one of those things in Bristol. And forgot all about it. And then a local photographer started inviting people in for this festival. So we had to do it. And we didn't really want to do it in a museum or a sort of art institution. So we just said, well, just do it at our local club. Why not? You know, and that's how it happened.
And what do you want to get out of it?
What we like is the mix of different people we get here. We don't want it too big. We're not into numbers at all. And it also reflects that the fact that the photo book world is very small. It's not this big hyped up thing out there at all, you know. And what we like about the place here is that after the weekend, everyone knows everyone else. You know, you can make good contacts, you can talk to people. And it's a mix. We had, you know, this year we had people from 5 different continents, you know, and it's nice. We want to keep it going like that. Also, we charge, so people have to pay, and which means people want to be here.
So who do you invite? What's the kind of description of the person that's speaking?
I think it just happens bit by bit. You know, people get put forward. We don't have a formal application routine here. We asked around. We're always interested again in having a mix of maybe about two established people, but also always look for younger photographers, you know, and give them space.
And what do you want people to take away from the event?
Basically, it's a festival, so I want people to have a good time. You know, I want to take the hype out of the photo book world, and I want people to have new ideas, talk to each other, have ideas about distribution. You know, don't believe what people say in the press about photo books. It's big and it's not. It's a very small world.
When you talk about the hype, do you think people have illusions about how it works?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes right through from publishing, you know, to numbers games, you know. And no, there's a lot of illusion about how big this photo world is, you know. You know, also no one wants to talk about things like financing of certain events, you know, subsidies, you know. When it comes to publishing, it's very interesting, you know, because if you think about it, you know, probably 95% of the books published are paid for by the photographers. And that's a reflection, I think, of, you know, what has gone wrong here, you know. So there's a very distorted picture of what the market is, yeah. And especially for young photographers who are being, you know, paid, asked to pay, you know, 10,000-15,000 euros or pounds as a contribution towards production. Well, it's not a contribution, you know, they're paying twice what the print run is, you know. So there is an illusion there in that way, you know, and the audience is very small. You know, a really good photo book might sell 800 copies or 1,200 copies at the most.
There's a kind of split identity in the photo book world as to whether it's a punky, DIY, zine-y kind of world or whether it's a kind of expensive collector's item.
I mean, you know, you get this sort of contradictions, if you like, between the, you know, the punky end and the collector's world. But you've got the same contradiction when it comes to other aspects there. You know, I think you've got the contradictions between design and photography. You know, that, you know, in this country, we've never had a culture of making photo books. You know, it's been there in Holland, it's been there in Japan, Germany to some extent. And suddenly we've got this thing about, you know, sequencing, design, and, you know, design has taken over, you know, and the actual content has become secondary in some respect. So we've gone too far the other way. So there are contradictions there about the photo book as well.
I suppose I was asking if photo books is only for rich people.
Not at all. I mean, some of the best photo books I've bought and, you know, dealt with in the last 5 years have been very cheap productions. I think this is the problem that people get hyped up to believe. You have to spend £15,000 on a book, and you've got to have a fancy Dutch designer. You don't. You know, some of the best photo books have been, self-produced. And these days, there is no proper distribution into bookshops for anyone. Even someone like Mac and ourselves have to rely on, 60, 70 photo book specialists to sell the books. This whole notion that your book will end up on Waterstone's table is a lot of bollocks. You all know it.
So you're involved in photo book production yourself?
Yeah. We started publishing last year. We don't take money, which is a bit of a challenge. But it means you have to look at the book differently. You have to think, well, can I actually sell this book? Because my normal advice to anyone who wants to publish is, oh, okay, do an edition of four. And if it sells, have a second edition of four. But it means you have to engage, well, who actually wants this book? As soon as the book is subsidized by the photographer or by arts council, whatever, it means there's no urgency to sell the book or get it to people who might want it. So this sort of group of publishers who've grown up on the continent, essentially vanity publishers, their business model is we take the money and this is it. We don't really have to worry about distribution, because we've made our money. Yeah. If you don't have those subsidies, you've got to sell the book. And a lot of the smaller publishers, like Hoxton or other people, who don't take money, will tell you that. And it's a different ballgame. It's much more interesting, because you have to ask yourself who wants the book in the first place. So it means, you can't hide behind, I've published it, but it's not selling because the publisher isn't very good if you do it yourself. And you get much better books that way.
So do you think that things are improving as a result of this new vigour?
Improving is it's a relative term. There's a lot of really good things happening on different levels, I think. And there's a lot of talk about this, good discussions, and it would be nice to have more honest discussions maybe as well, especially when it comes to money and the financing. And, you look at the hype as well. You look at Photo London. You look at off-print to some extent is being hyped up. Yeah. But, people say, well, it's great. We've got 20,000 Facebook likes. And so fucking what? Yeah. It was interesting, Self-Published Be Happy, which, I respect and support, and we had Bruno here in the first year. And I remember saying, Bruno, where would this whole world be without subsidies? And he said, it wouldn't be here. Yeah. I'm not against subsidies as such. I'm just thinking there's certain things which should be subsidized and others which don't need subsidy. And the discussion of actually what should get subsidized, for me, is quite interesting.
It's interesting for me as well. We are a subsidized magazine, mm-hmm. and there are lots of other photography organizations that are subsidized, like the Photographers Gallery or Photo Gallery in Cardiff.
Sure.
But the subsidy you're talking about is people putting in their own money.
It's a general thing about subsidy as well, I think. And I think the general question you have to ask yourself is, what happens to anything which gets subsidized? What happens when the money goes? Is it going to be sustainable or not? A good example of, I think, fantastic subsidizing is what Multistory does in Birmingham. Yeah. But there are a lot of instances, which we both know about, where you think, what a waste of money. The budget for this festival is £12,000. That £12,000 gets 250 people here from five different continents for a whole weekend. Free barbecue on a Friday, good music on a Saturday, and some people get paid as well, and we haven't made a loss, so it's possible to do that.
But you have no subsidy?
No. We get local businesses to support us, but not this cash.
Do you disagree with subsidy?
No, not at all. I just think, certain things need to be subsidized. Of course they do. We all know that. It's our tax money. But if you see the level of subsidies which goes into some institutions and what comes out the other end, we've got an institution not far from here, half a mile from here, which gets £1 million a year and hasn't done anything for years and years and years.
Is this the Arnolfini you're pointing at?
Yeah.
He's nodding at this point. for listeners, yes.
Yeah.
And do you think that the funded photography sector is vigorous or not vigorous?
I don't think it is very vigorous. I mean, you've got the whole perception of photography within the arts in Britain. It was interesting for me as an outsider, of course, you know, to see that, you know, we have had a fantastic exhibition at Barbican the last 4 months of different photographers looking at Britain, you know, well curated, yeah. Had no mentioning in the national press. Yeah, none.
It was pretty widely reviewed.
It was not really, not really. I didn't see any big articles in some of the more, you know, Guardian or whatever. It had some reviews in London, but compared to France, Holland, Germany, you know, I think it's still the standing of photography is, you know, pretty low. Great, we have the Tate Modern doing a bit of photography on the side, you know. Fine, but it's not really that much. You know.
What about the traditional photography organisations?
I think, well, they do what they do. I mean, you've got the Photographers Gallery, which does a good job, and, you know, conservative, and it's very niche. It's catering to a certain audience, you know. You know, there's a lot of goodwill there. And then you've got a few regional things, but, I mean, you've got the whole discrepancy between regional and London.
In photography, it's sort of slightly different, because there are photography galleries all around the UK.
Are there?
And in Ireland, yeah. I mean, they're in Cardiff, in Liverpool, and across there too in Scotland.
Yeah, I mean,
in Bradford.
I think it would be, yeah, Bradford is a good case. Yeah.
But Bradford, the photography gallery, yeah, rather than the museum.
Yeah, but I think it's a case of, you know, I mean, it would be nice to have more of a regional alliance of galleries.
This is, well, I suppose, what I'm getting at, because there's a distinction between the vigorous, thrusting, free market people who are doing it for themselves, like yourself, and the subsidised galleries that are sort of around the country and have been there for a long time.
Yeah. I'm not the rigorous free market, sort of everything, you know, has to pay its own way. I don't mean I'm trying to put the balance in here and saying this is sort of, like, when it comes to publishing, this is overdone, you know. It's got a bad impact on young photographers to think they have to pay 20,000 quid to get to be published. Yeah. And in the sort of subsidized art sector, again, a lot of things need the money, of course they need, but also, you know, there's a lot of stuff which is wasteful, as you know, if you work in that area. We all know it, yeah. And I'm very happy working with anyone, yeah, really, you know. But I want things to happen as well. And very often I think, you know, you have to kickstart something from a different corner. And in a sort of paradoxical way, the way funding works in this country means, you know, you get funding if you're perceived to be successful. Yeah. So they like to fund projects which don't need funding sometimes. Yeah. And one question I always ask myself when I look at sort of funded projects, what would happen if they didn't get the funding? Because maybe 20 years down the road there won't be the money for funding. Would it sustain itself or not? And if it doesn't, why not? Is there enough interest there?